Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, Brendel, Steve here.
And Larson, welcome to Going In Raw Countdown, the only top 10 countdown type show right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
That's true. That is true.
This is emphasis, not me drinking too much coffee, even though I have had too much coffee today. Keep the plug short. We're on Patreon, Pro Wrestling Tees. We've got our own merch store, friendomarket.com. Do you have graphic? Graphic is there. Go there. We have this package, Slayus package, shirt, postcard, three stickers.
And tomorrow,
best value,
Extreme Rules live stream reaction.
Yeah, we're having a sale.
We're having a sale, $25 all day tomorrow. And if you order it during our reaction live stream, I will say your name out loud in front of the entire 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people who are going to be watching. Tomorrow, $25 for the Slayest pack. That's the shirt, like you said, the stickers, the postcard. It's a great best value deal.
One of the stickers
just
right
one
here.
Of the stickers you can get right there. Exactly.
Here's a postcard.
With
names.
We signed it.
Yes, and we pack every order.
We personally pack every order. So you might get one of Larson's beard hairs in
there.
Not
really possible.
One of my pubes might be in there.
You.
You never know what happens when we pack stuff. Anyways, we're not here to talk about my pubes. We're here to talk about the G1 climax.
Yes.
It's that time of year again.
It starts.
Christmas for wrestling nerds.
Or started
more
today.
More of a Hanukkah situation because it's multiple days.
It started, I guess it would be for us, yesterday. Late yesterday morning, early morning, late night. I don't
so
know time
confusing.
Zones very well.
It's so confusing.
It starts on Saturday, local time.
Yeah.
G1's kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
That was a terrible introduction to this episode.
No, it's great. We're doing
nonetheless,
good.
Yes, we're fine. I just don't know time zones very well. Time zones can be very confusing. Because they're ahead of us.
They're way ahead of us.
They're like 18 hours ahead
of
us.
So
right?
I always just know, like, whatever day they're kicking off things, it's the day before for
us.
Yeah,
so Saturday, so it'll be Friday night. Early Saturday morning for us.
Yeah, right.
It's minor thing. Okay.
Yeah. It usually happens late at night, the night before, or early morning if you're on the East Coast. We're on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so the G1's kicking off. Schedule has been released. Blocks have been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to tell you the 10 matches you can't miss in this year's G1. Potential awesome storyline developments. Epic rivalries revisited.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good stuff to get into here.
There are always also, you know, so we decided to put together the 10 matches we are looking forward to most.
Mm-hmm.
Are these all in the first round?
The round robin thing? Yeah.
Okay, these are matches that are definitely happening. It's not like we're speculating.
No. These are matches that have been announced. Like, we have dates associated with each match,
okay.
You can expect
okay,
to
good.
See them. And then maybe at the end, We'll pick our two finalists, winners of the A and B block.
Okay.
And who we think's going to win.
All right. Sounds good. Let's get right into it then.
Yeah.
Number 10.
10.
Kenny Omega versus Tetsuya Naito.
So this will be a rematch of last year's finals.
Oh, man.
A rematch of the previous year's semifinals, which in my estimation was the best match of, 2016?
Okay, yeah.
The semifinal match.
Oh, yeah.
Or the block, whatever, final that year between Naito and Omega. Spectacular matches, both. These guys have wrestled. It's just the G1 alone, awesome matches.
Last year, it was a difficult match to watch for people who like necks.
Yeah, the story was who can drop the other person on their head and neck the most until they just can't get up anymore for count of three.
It was a rough watch.
This match is happening the 15th, so that's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite the opening round, opening night, opening weekend bout, main eventing the first show of the Block B.
So, and there's two pretty interesting stories going on here leading into this. Kenny Omega obviously has been on a remarkable run. He recently picked up the IWGP Heavyweight Championship on his fourth attempt with Kazuchika Okada.
Well, it's third title match.
Third title match, but yeah.
Fourth match recently.
And on the other hand, on the flip, and of course he just won leadership of Bullet Club against Cody in their match at G1 Special in San Francisco. Of course, on the flip side of things, Tetsuya Naito has been on kind of a crap streak lately.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Been pooping the bed, if you will.
Apart from his one highlight of the year was beating Minoru Suzuki for the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
But then he lost it to Jericho, and ever since then, not a whole lot of good for Tetsuya Naito.
Well, his story in this G1 tournament is going to be very interesting. Is this where he's going to be turning it around, or is this going to be where he hits rock bottom?
Yeah, I know.
So it could be either way. It seems like they're taking the long or the scenic route with him, if you will. And so it wouldn't surprise me if he crapped the bed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, but in any event, this should be a spectacular match. My prediction, Omega comes out on top.
Same.
Naito lays a big turd.
Let's take a guess while you brought up the Naito laying a turd. How many points is he going to get for the entire tournament?
I don't know the point system.
Two for a win, one for a draw, zero for a loss.
Okay. How many matches do they have?
I think seven.
Seven, so they can have up to 14?
Yeah.
Okay. Eight.
Yeah, that's why I said eight.
One for how many for a loss?
Zero for a loss.
Zero for a loss.
So he'll win four of his seven matches.
Seven matches altogether? Four.
I think he had 12 points last year or 14 points last year. Hold on.
Yeah, he needs to do better than 500.
He had 14 points last year.
He's like still a top guy, but he's got to do better than 500.
Oh, sorry. I guess apparently there's nine matches.
All right. Well, he'll get four. No, he'll get he'll do four. He'll do five. He'll get five. He'll get 10 points.
10 points?
Yeah, that's my guess.
500.
Because he'll get just over 500.
Yeah, exactly. Just 500. Exactly 500.
Well, how many matches? I thought you said there's nine matches.
No, sorry. Yes, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. My apologies.
It's okay. I'm the math guy. The math guy right here.
I mean, I'm the one that got named calculus. I should be
calculus
the math guy.
Calculus isn't actually math, though. There's way too many letters concerned there. Way too many letters in calculus.
Well, it's all theoretical math.
Yeah.
I'm the math guy.
Blew my head.
I'll be the math guy.
I'm math guy.
No, you're the tech guy. I'll be math guy.
Oh, okay.
Two plus three is five, right?
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, I'm math guy.
Just like I'm the design guy, you're the music guy.
Yeah.
Right. Great. Number nine.
Nine.
Kota Ibushi versus Zack Sabre Jr. Man, two of my favorite wrestlers right now in the world. Kota Ibushi versus Zack Sabre Jr. What day is this going down, Larson?
The day is July 15th, same day as Omega Naito. Stacked first day for the
stacked.
B block.
These
two gentlemen have met before. Last year's G1, they're in the same block, Block A, and Kota Ibushi won that match.
Mm-hmm.
This year's New Japan Cup, they met again. Zack Sabre Jr. won that match on his way to winning the New Japan Cup. So this is a bit of a rubber match between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Zack Sabre Jr., especially through the New Japan Cup, was just submitting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a pretty good 2018 in New Japan Pro Wrestling. I don't know what his fortunes are going to turn out to be in this year's G1. I don't really think he's probably going to win, considering he won the New Japan Cup.
Yeah.
However, he'll put on some spectacular matches, including this one against Kota Ibushi. I feel like Ibushi's going to pick up the win here, though.
Well, it's kind of interesting. They might do the thing with Ibushi, since this is early in the tournament, where he goes down early and then finishes strong.
That's what happened last year.
And moves on, yeah. I could see him doing maybe playing that out again and hitting the final this time, because I do think that he's going to win the G1. I got that happening. So Zack Sabre Jr., they do a marvelous job picking spots for certain guys to make them a star.
Yeah.
All you have to do is look at this past weekend, the G1 special in San Francisco for Juice Robinson.
Yeah.
Right? Great spot for him.
And I must put his match against Omega on this list too, because I think that's going to be really
good. That'll be a good one. Zack Sabre Jr., it's been obvious since he joined Suzuki-Gun, they had big plans for him.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal wrestler.
Yeah.
Fits in with Suzuki-Gun perfectly.
Yeah.
And I love that they've had this sort of informal mentor protege type relationship with Suzuki.
Yeah, they've been tagging together lately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so to see him be built up to the level he's at, like you said, he won New Japan Cup.
Had a phenomenal match against Okada.
Yeah. Doesn't really need this, I don't think, right now, but within the next 18 months, that guy's going to be back up in serious title contention. He already fought for the title once, mm-hmm. but I'm talking about serious title contention, like a dude who might actually win the
title. Well, I think he could easily be Intercontinental Champion with the next year and a half.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which in New Japan is like, you know.
It's 1B. It's 1A and 1B.
It really
pretty
is,
much.
Yeah. Number eight.
Eight.
Kazuchika Okada versus Jay White. Switchblade Jay White.
Yeah. Fellow Chaos stablemates.
Yeah.
Okada, of course, just coming off his loss to Kenny Omega, ending his record-breaking IWGP Heavyweight Championship reign.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay White, he just lost the U.S. title. Jay White's been doing a really good heel work lately.
Yes.
He was a heat magnet at the G1 special in San Francisco.
He's growing into that Switchblade character quicker than I thought he would.
Yeah.
And I think G1 special in San Francisco really went a long way towards
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a heat magnet. So to see him and Okada, who right now is sort of vacation Okada,
yeah.
To see them go at it as, you know, fellow Chaos members, it came off when they signed him to Chaos as Okada basically recruited him.
And they made it a huge deal.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
The press conference, that still was from the press conference.
Right, yeah. And so, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be the amount of stuff Jay White can learn just from being in this match is very exciting. Add another notch to his belt. How do you see Jay White faring in the G1?
11 points.
Out of a potential 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
5 wins, 1 draw.
Okay. I feel like he's going to do well.
Maybe.
I mean, he just lost that U.S. title. They got to keep him strong somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he'll go into the finals.
The dynamic here between Okada and Jay White going to the finals will be interesting. To see Okada, leader of Chaos, Jay White kind of representing the more heel aspects of Chaos.
He's the most heel Chaos guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ishii's lovable. Yano's definitely lovable. Everybody loves Okada now.
Yeah.
Especially because he's vacation Okada.
Well, I wouldn't discount Okada's chances in this tournament just because he's got the red pants and seems to be on vacation. He's a threat to win the whole thing, man.
No, man, he's vacation Okada. He's coasting. You don't win when you coast. He doesn't even care.
No, he cares.
Kayfabe doesn't care.
Yeah.
Shoot, he does care.
Yeah. That could turn around real fast.
Who's a bigger heel than Switchblade in Chaos? I don't think there is one.
No, there isn't one.
He's like pure heel, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right. Very interesting. Number seven.
Seven.
Tetsuya Naito versus Sonata.
As far as I can tell, and granted, I took about a minute to research this, I don't believe these two have ever had a match against each other while they've been members of LIJ.
Ooh.
I can double check.
You don't have to double check.
Previous
okay.
years of the
well,
G1.
They're, yeah.
That would be... So last year, Sonata was in the G1, and he was not in the same block as Naito. This year, he is. So at least in the G1, this is the first time they've ever met each other.
Sonata, always sort of on the down low popular. People really like him. He's got a great look. He's very athletic.
Oh, yeah.
And he's developing into a decent wrestler in the
ring.
Oh,
he's really good. And yeah. You got to watch the interview.
When I say decent, I mean compared to like Okada and Naito. Yeah.
You got to watch the interview he did before his title match against Okada. It was exceptional.
Yeah. I got to check
really
that out.
Really good.
So, yeah, this will be interesting because they're both LIJ members. I mean, if we really think this is going to be the Naito hit and rock bottom story what better way for him to do that than to lose to his own sub-stablemate?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Ugh.
I know.
Not sure about all that.
I know. And they can potentially, I don't think they will, but they might start hinting at a story of dissension within LIJ.
Ooh.
Because Naito,
yeah,
isn't winning.
Yeah, man. You kind of need your top dog to,
yeah,
get some dubs. And then especially Ticking Time Bomb, he's got that busted up neck.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got a...
Power
grab. Anyways, number six.
Six.
Tanahashi versus Minoru Suzuki.
Rematch from an Intercontinental title match that took place at New Beginning in Sapporo earlier this year, where Suzuki beat Tanahashi,
yeah,
for the Intercontinental title. That was a spectacular match. Suzuki beat the hell out of Tanahashi.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Have you seen it yet?
I don't know.
It was really good.
Maybe. Maybe not.
No, you should check it out.
When
it was
really
good. Earlier this year, February.
Oh. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
Oh, end of January. January 27th.
Don't remember.
It was really good.
A lot of stuff going on then.
Yeah, it was around the time of the Royal Rumble, too.
Yep.
You know, two veterans of New Japan Pro Wrestling.
How old is Tanahashi? Probably mid-40s?
I think
early
40s? Yeah, early 40s. I think he's around the same age as John Cena. I think their career paths are pretty similar. I kind of feel like it's down to one of these two guys to win the A block.
Okay.
And I'll get to that later on when we make our picks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be spectacular.
No, he's my age. No, he's your age. He's 41.
Okay. Well, I'm not quite that old yet. But this will be spectacular. And I kind of expect Tanahashi to go over, to be honest, to avenge his loss from earlier this year.
Yeah, I guess so. That could be. I don't know what to think. You're probably right. But I don't have enough of a read on what these guys are doing right now. Suzuki's kind of got a thing with Ishii that seems to be never ending.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think this is going to be a hell of a match, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should check out that other match. That'll be
good. Oh, it was really good, man.
Yeah.
You should definitely check it out.
All right, moving on. Number five.
Five.
Kazuchika Okada versus Minoru Suzuki.
So once we got introduced to New Japan back at Wrestle Kingdom 11.
Mm-hmm.
With Okada and Omega.
Mm-hmm.
Okada's first feud right after that was with Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah, it was
And it was
brutal.
A spectacular main event.
Brutal match.
At New Beginning back in 2017. Last year's G1, these two fought to a 30-minute draw.
Right.
Most recently, at Minoru Suzuki's 30th anniversary event,
that's right,
they fought to a 30-minute draw.
The rain match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have another 30-minute draw in our future between
maybe,
these
yeah.
two.
Could be some foreshadowing for the
yes.
G1 match.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't watched the rain match yet, but by all accounts, it's really good, especially considering the conditions.
It just went up on the
New
streaming
Japan World,
service
yeah.
like 2 days ago.
Well, mm-hmm.
now, probably 5 days ago. So, yeah, I definitely want to check that out. I heard it's like amazing and dramatic and, you know, man, what a great.
It's like visually stunning because of wrestling in the rain.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they should think about getting like a rain machine in the wherever they're fighting. Karuken Hall.
It probably isn't that safe.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah, probably not. Lots of slipping and sliding.
Exactly. It's not safe to do that,
you know,
at all.
You want to add, you think it's safe for people to be doing Phoenix Plexes? No. Look what happened to that. Number four.
Four.
Kenny Omega versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Now, these two have wrestled before, but not in New Japan.
Really?
You have to go back to like 2013 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Just on a based video search of internet on mm-hmm. Google, there's
Are
a couple
sure
matches.
It wasn't like a 2K18?
I checked, it was not a video game. But
was
they
it
have
a
not,
Fire Pro Wrestling thing?
No, I don't think so. They have not met in New Japan at all.
Are we going to do a 24-hour live stream for when Fire Pro New Japan
maybe,
comes out?
I don't know.
Would you actually be down for a 24-hour live stream?
Probably not. 12-hour maybe.
Is that a video game match?
I don't know. I'm just double checking.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
They fought at Bad Blood. That is not Kenny Omega.
That's early Zack Sabre Jr. 2011.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's this one. But there's actually no preview.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
Oh, yeah. Anyways. We've already talked about Kenny Omega. He's the heavyweight champion. Zack Sabre Jr., he came up short against the previous IWGP heavyweight champion,
mm-hmm.
Kazuchika Okada. This will be the first time he's taken on Kenny Omega, at least, since Kenny's been champion.
Yes.
Kenny was in the G1 last year. Was he in a different block than Zack Sabre Jr.? Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Kota Ibushi and Kenny were not in the same block last year.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, what?
Confirmed, mm-hmm. That was a real match.
Where was that?
This was at Forefront Wrestling 2013 in Chipping Sodbury.
That sounds like the most British name I've ever heard in my life. It was at the Chipping Sodbury Town Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, 2013.
That wasn't that long ago, man. Those guys have come
along. 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Time goes by.
They've
quick.
Come a long way. Both of them have in 5 years.
We were doing 10 for the win back in 2013.
I know. Long time ago, man.
So anyways, this should be a killer match.
Oh, heck yeah, man. You have Zack Sabre Jr., the foremost technical wrestler in the world right now, probably, against Kenny Omega, maybe the best professional wrestler in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be fantastic. I can't wait for this one.
They need to make sure there's no Suzuki-gun interference.
That's going to be hard to do. You got to get some Bullet Club members out there.
They interfere far too much.
They interfere a lot.
Or maybe some firing squad interference.
Maybe.
I feel like the G1 is sort of above interference, so there's not a lot of interference.
Pretty much. It's all about putting on the best matches.
Yeah, exactly. Best bout machine is Kenny Omega.
That's true.
Number three.
Three.
Tanahashi versus Okada. I mean, come on, give me this. Like,
it's the greatest rivalry maybe in New Japan's history.
It's like Cena Orton right here, man.
Yeah. Or Cena Edge.
Cena JBL.
Stone Cold Rock.
Cena CM Punk.
All right.
That's actually a good one.
That is. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Storied rivalry between these two, I believe.
Cena Wade Barrett.
No. They met in the New Japan Cup, and I think it was the 11th match they've had together against each other. I want to say Okada's up by one, I think, in their rivalry.
So you think
I'll double check.
Like, I feel like Tanahashi has to win this, right? Didn't he just he was the last title defense before he lost it to Kenny, right? It was Tanahashi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. That's the match that happened, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And right now Okada, like I said, here's the thing. Okada's, I know Kenny's best bout machine, but Okada's also best bout machine guy.
Yeah, he's right there, yeah.
Right. So, they need kind of a storyline reason to explain losses for him now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel Vacation Okada is the way to go.
He just much rather be out fishing.
Right, exactly.
He apparently loves to fish.
And is totally cool putting people over.
Yeah.
It's like, I lost. What are you going to do?
It's Chill Okada now.
It's Chill Okada. That's what it is. Maybe they've been watching We Book Raw.
Could be.
I feel like that's a great storyline to run with Okada because, you need other guys to be elevated.
Mm-hmm.
He could easily say, hey, I want a rematch. I want to go, and then he could win the title if he's still Okada Reborn. But he's Vacation Okada now,
yeah.
So he
yeah.
kind of doesn't care.
This match takes place final day of A-block round-robin matches.
Mm-hmm.
This match will decide who advances to the finals. This is the match that'll decide it. If Tanahashi wins, he advances. If Okada wins, he advances.
Mm.
If it's a draw, I feel like Suzuki may advance.
You're just throwing that out there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But since it's the main event, probably, of the final day of the A block,
gotcha.
It's going to decide who advances.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. All right. Who do you think Kota? I kind of feel like the finals has to be Okada Ibushi, and Ibushi has to win.
I think it's going to be Tanahashi.
You think it's going
to
be Tanahashi?
Because it goes back to their match they had earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
Ibushi
right. Yeah.
Challenged for the Intercontinental title, yeah. Lost, and he's historically been, based on the story of that match, a huge Tanahashi fan. And even after he lost, he acted, Ibushi, the way he was behaving was like, it was the greatest moment of his life.
Because
he was able to share the ring with Tanahashi,
even
in defeat. Yeah. So if it's Tanahashi, Ibushi in the finals, and I firmly believe that Ibushi will pick up the win.
Plus, Vacation Okada.
Yeah.
Chill Okada. Number two.
Two.
Kenny Omega versus Tama Tonga.
Where's Kenny?
Oh, Kenny, where are you? He's right. There he is.
There's Kenny.
There he is. Look at that. He's hovering near the front area. This is before Tama. Oh, look. You can see us up here.
Oh,
hey.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Look at this.
Watch. Yeah, this is before Tama Tonga grabbed his crotch. Oh, there we are. Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
So, of course, the events at the end of G1 Special in San Francisco really heightened the tensions amongst the Bullet Club.
Ooh, yeah.
So now we seem to have this separate sub-faction of Bullet Club, Firing Squad.
They think they're
taking it to Main Bullet Club.
Yeah, well, they want to take over Main Bullet Club.
Seems
they
like
said,
it.
All this drama is too much. Why they didn't assert themselves before the drama got resolved is beyond me, because it was drama free for like several minutes.
Yeah.
And then firing squad comes in.
They brought
in
the drama back up.
They elevated the drama level back up. Mm-hmm. And then Tama Tonga reached down. He grabbed his entire dick and balls. And like maybe even it was really deep. Feel like he had a finger on either the taint or butthole or both. And then like,
one slow, firm,
just handshake.
Yeah.
But instead of a handshake, it was his junk.
Just grab and then pull it slightly upward.
Yeah.
And that was it.
It was a big old adjust.
Yeah.
And adjust,
well, no, I think it was a sign. He was saying something with it.
Oh,
he
I thought something was pinching. I thought
no,
something, I oh, believe, you don't think someone was pinching?
No, I believe he was trying to say something.
He was out there. He's like, these jeans are too tight. There, that's perfect.
No, there was purpose.
He needs to breathe.
A grander purpose behind that gesture than just readjusting himself.
So this is going to be a lot of fun. I think this is going to be sort of a preview of a larger feud that we're going to get between Kenny and
Yes, I would
and
not be surprised if this match main events the next U.S. show in Long Beach on September 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be.
Because this one's going down July 21st, so pretty relatively early in the tournament, mm-hmm. second weekend.
Yeah. Tama Tonga has to win this.
Yeah, I would think
Tama Tonga.
Because
he's obviously not going to beat Omega for the heavyweight championship. Nor is he going to beat him for leader of Bullet Club. Tama Tonga doesn't seem like the kind of guy who, once he gets beat, like he's just going to fall back in line as a soldier, though.
Yeah, I know.
So I kind of feel like I'm hesitant to say he's going to start a sixth faction. Well, seventh? Do we consider Taguchi Japan an actual faction?
Yes, I do.
Well, you do. I don't think I do.
Taguchi Japan, Chaos, Suzuki-Gun, Bullet Club, LIJ.
That's the five. So a sixth.
Maybe.
Okay. So I don't know. He might, maybe not. There are a couple people out there who are factionless.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but even just a Bullet Club.
He can seriously poach several members of like Chaos, and they wouldn't even know.
Yeah. Well, even within Bullet Club, we haven't heard from Bad Luck Fale yet.
Fale.
We haven't heard from Bone Soldier yet.
Ishimori. That's correct. Yeah.
So who knows? You know where their allegiances lie. Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We'll hopefully find out soon.
Yeah. So this is just to be a lot of fun. Number one.
One.
Kenny Omega versus Kota Ibushi.
Of course, it's a match we're all looking forward to. It's taking place same building where they had their epic match in 2012, Budokan.
Yeah.
After that match, Kota Ibushi was banned from the building.
Yeah.
Because he did a moonsault off the balcony.
He does the. I thought it was off the.
I think that's what it was. He did moonsault off some balcony anyway. He
does a lot of moonsaults off a lot of things.
Yes. He was banned.
Yeah. Banned. Like Adam Mayhem from this office.
No, he's not banned from the office.
Banned.
He's not.
From the office.
No, he's not.
When is episode 4 going up?
Hopefully today.
Is it already up or no?
Hopefully.
No, this goes up in the morning, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that'll go up in the afternoon.
It'll go up in the afternoon.
Either Saturday, today, or tomorrow, Sunday. It's going up this weekend.
Cool.
What was I going to say? Anyways, Kenny Omega's already said that he doesn't know if he can go all out during this match, because in his mind, he always thought if they were ever to wrestle again, it would be on the largest stage in New Japan, Tokyo Dome.
Yeah.
So he's already kind of planted the seeds of him not being able to win this match.
Yeah. All right.
And if he does lose, it really increases the chances that Kota Ibushi will win his block in the whole tournament.
Yeah.
And then Kenny will get his wish, main eventing Wrestle Kingdom against Kota Ibushi.
There you go. What better way to entice a guy to stick around and not go to WWE? Or, hey, in Kenny's mind, what better way to leave New Japan and go to WWE than by having a best bout machine match, Tokyo Dome, dropping the IWGP Heavyweight Championship to your bestie, Kota Ibushi, and then going to WWE?
A champ usually goes over at Wrestle Kingdom, man.
Well, if they're about to go to WWE, maybe not.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to WWE.
Was AJ champ at Wrestle Kingdom?
No.
No, he wasn't.
No. You mean his last match?
Yeah.
That was, no. Nakamura was Intercontinental Champion, I believe. I think Nakamura.
That was for the IC title.
Yeah, and then Nakamura just dropped the belt.
When did AJ drop the IWGP
championship? Before that.
Well, yeah, I know that. You say
I don't have the information in front of me, man.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you do research. Anyway, I don't do research. So, yeah, this should be a good match. But like you said, it's going to be more interesting for the storytelling aspect of things. Is Kenny going to be able to bring it against mm-hmm. his bestie in the Golden Lovers, the Golden Elite, Kota Ibushi?
Yes.
Yeah. So
revisiting maybe in portions a match they put on 6 years ago.
Well, I hope, you know, they revisit, because was that in New Japan?
No, it was in DDT Pro.
Yeah. So DDT Pro, I want to see in this match here, I want to see them bring out some go-karts.
Mm.
I want to see some goofy butts.
Maybe they can each have blow-up dolls as tag team partners, or in their corners at least.
Or like children that also wrestle, you know, because they do that. They used to do that. Joey Ryan was their heavy iron weight, heavy metal weight. Yeah, he could be there.
Yeah,
could have been H champion.
Yeah,
could have been. He's gonna be there. Could have been.
Yeah.
How far do you think Joey Ryan's gonna go in the G1?
Didn't notice his name in the brackets. He's not in the G1, man.
You're right. Are we gonna do picks or something?
Oh yeah, we kind of did already. Finals: Tanahashi versus Kota Ibushi. I mean, Kenny said he wants a feud against Tanahashi too.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like it's got to be Kota Ibushi.
Ooh, Tanahashi, huh?
But I mean, either of them could win, Tanahashi or Ibushi. But I'm saying that's my block A winner, Tanahashi. Block B winner, Kota Ibushi.
Hmm.
Every time I make a pick for a New Japan tournament, I'm way off.
Oh, though. Yeah. It's going to end up being
Okada versus Naito again.
Right. I know. Exactly. It's going to be Jay White versus, I don't know, who's in the other block?
Juice Robinson.
Exactly. There you go. Perfect. So, yeah. Anyways.
What's your final pick? Okada and Ibushi?
No, I mean, I kind of like your scenario about the Tanahashi thing. I think you're right. You know, they call back to an earlier thing. Ibushi has to conquer his
hero,
his own personal heroes, as opposed to personal demons, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think that's a much. I mean, you can either tell that, or you can tell the Okada story, where, you know, vacation chill Okada, the last guy that Kenny beat, you know. In order to get to the level that Kenny's at, Kota would have to beat that guy. But that could also be a story for another time. On the other hand, Tanahashi Omega, that could be amazing. No, I feel like the Golden Lovers thing is hot. Just run with that. Kota Ibushi versus Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom. He goes over Tanahashi. I like that.
Yeah. That's the cool. The alternative is that Ibushi beats Omega in this match. However, doesn't win the tournament, and they face off at King of Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, no, man. I feel like
the trajectory of the Golden Lovers story has to lead to something.
It's got
to
be Wrestle
Kingdom. A huge 1-on-1 match at probably Tokyo Dome.
Yep. And then we get at Tokyo Dome, Jericho versus Tanahashi. Have we seen that yet?
No.
That's the one we haven't seen.
Well, we haven't seen Jericho Okada either.
Okada either. That's right. Oh, that'd be perfect for Chill Okada.
Because
what does he care now? Maybe that can give him a kick in the pants to being so chill.
Could be.
Yeah.
With Mean Jericho.
Mm-hmm. With Mean Jericho.
Do you think they're going to have Jericho carry that title all the way to Wrestle Kingdom? That's a long time still. Six months.
He can drop it to Tanahashi in the meantime.
All right.
Somewhere. King of Pro Wrestling. That's between now and then.
It's in October,
yeah. Yeah, that's like their Survivor Series.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Right on. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for watching. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.